right, that was good singing. Thank you for that. Kind of preach on that thought. It's a beautiful song. We'll talk for a few minutes on why our souls are not set on fire. Today I want to speak on the subject of the danger of distraction. The danger of distractions. Turn your Bibles to the Deuteronomy chapter number 5, distractions. We sing, set my soul on fire. I think it would be safe to say some of our souls are not set on fire because something's distracting it from being set on fire. Let's look at a few verses and just give you this thought. Deuteronomy chapter number 5, verse number 31. But as for thee, stand thou there here by me, and I will speak unto thee all the commandments and the statutes and the judgments which thou shalt teach them, that they may do them in the land which I give them possess it. Ye shall observe to do, therefore, as the Lord your God hath commanded you. Ye shall not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. Ye shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God hath commanded you, that ye may live, and that ye may be, that it may be well with you, and that ye may prolong your days in the land which ye shall possess. Verse number 23. He says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a forward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left. Remove thy foot from the evil. Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews Jesus says, wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, who, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Father, bless us as we open and read your word, Father, as we just did. I pray, Father, that as we speak, I pray that you speak through me. I pray, Father, that you would use your word, God, to help us to examine our hearts and our lives, Father, as we deal with this matter of distractions. Father, bless this time. Draw us closer to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Distractions. Distractions. Something that causes us to not pay attention and to think. Something that amuses or entertains. Most of us, as we deal with different kids in our ministries, we hear the terms attention deficit disorder. They got A, what? I can't hear you. Does somebody have that? You know there's medicine for that. Let's say it again. They have what? What teens? HT? No, that's not a TV program. They got ADD, attention deficit disorder. I had that growing up. Okay? Still do some. Attention deficit disorder. And we say that's just a bad thing. Now, some of us, I don't know how you were raised, but some of us know that there's a pretty good cure for ADD. Okay? There's a pretty good cure. The Bible gives us a pretty good cure for ADD, and it's called Woodland. And it is a pretty good cure for that. But it's attention deficit disorder, or it is said that they have, anyone with this disorder has a hard time focusing. They have a hard time focusing, like some are right now. So there may be some in here that have ADD because you're having a hard time focusing. Sometimes we use the word what? Sometimes you find yourself looking at whoever's speaking and your mind is gone. We call that what? Guilty. Raise your hand. Guilty. Okay. John Rose, you're not guilty? He didn't raise his hand. Say you were daydreaming. We call that daydreaming. And I know as I'm up here, I do the same thing sometimes. You just start wandering. Your mind has this out-of-body experience. You're transported to the land of who knows. You see some that are daydreaming that are sitting there smiling. You're talking about somebody that just got killed. And they're just laughing. You have some that just start going down. There's all kinds of things that people do when they're daydreaming. This matter of distraction is a very serious issue in our lives. God tells us, he told the children of Israel, he says, I'm giving you an assignment. He says, I don't want you to turn to the right or to the left. God tells us, he says, I want you to lay aside every weight in the sin that so easily beset us. God says, you know what? I want you to deal with some distractions. Distractions are going to come into our lives. And things, I mean, there's a whole lot of things that cause distractions, things from without. I know for a lot, there's a family issue that causes distractions. There's a family issue that causes maybe brothers and sisters. There's friends that cause distractions. Maybe at school, I don't know. But a big thing that causes distractions for our group is gadgets, phones. Phones cause distractions, or games. I was at a house the other day, and some kids were playing a game, and it looked unbelievably real, the game that they were playing. It can cause distractions. I seen some guys playing NBA something, a basketball, NBA, what is it? Okay, 2K19, thank you. And I didn't say that to get, I'm not trying to catch anybody, okay? So I'm not trying to do that. But they were playing that game, 2K19, 2K whatever, okay? 3K5, OK6, you know, TWA, I don't know. But I walked in the house, and I looked at the TV, and I looked at it, and I saw the game. I didn't know that they were playing a game. I looked at the game, and I said, who's playing? And then this is a different time. But anyway, I said, who's playing? Because I knew the NBA, they weren't playing right now, right then. And they said, oh, that's somebody. So I said, I thought the season was over. Why are they playing now? He said, oh, Mr. Todd, this is a game. and the guys are sitting on the couch going back and forth with the controllers. Distractions. Distractions. I was saying Sunday night, I was guilty of playing games. First game that I got caught up with is Miss Pac-Man. I mean, you laugh, but I love Miss Pac-Man. Okay? We got it back in at our work back in 1983. They brought a machine in, and I got caught up playing Miss Pac-Man. Loved it. Do-do-do-do-do. On the phone, I got caught up playing a game on the phone. It was a little flip phone. I was telling the kids this the other day. It was a flip phone, and it was a snake. That's the last game I played because I got caught up playing it. I had to get to some level. I don't remember it, but I just remember it couldn't eat itself or something. It was like, oh. It's hard sometimes to not be distracted. You look at Lot's family. You look at his family. You say, what happened to Lot's family? I think Lot got distracted. I think there was a whole lot of things that Lot was doing that distracted him and his family. But God has given each and every one of us an assignment in here. As much as you get assignments for school, God has given each and every one of us an assignment. If you are a child of God today, if you are a born-again Christian, you have an assignment today. And you should not be distracted. You should not turn from the right. You should not turn to the left. You should look straight ahead and make sure that the assignment that God has given you is accomplished. But the devil, he's so busy. He's so busy. And he knows how to distract each and every one of us. He knows just what it takes to get me to turn to the right, to get me to turn to the left, and so it is for you. And so it is for you. What is God's assignment for you today? What is God's assignment for you today? We get distracted from without so easily. We also get distracted from within. We get distracted from within. We see our attitudes coming out. We get distracted by our attitudes. I told a story about a guy that, when I was staying in a dorm, his name was Paul, I just forgot his last name. What? No, not Paul Price. A little older than that, but thanks. Just made me young. But when I would wake up in the dorm, he was in our room. He would be sitting across the bed with just, I remember he had a hat. He wore that little Caesars. Early in the morning, this is the truth. Early in the morning, wake up, and he'd be sitting across his bed looking at us getting up. Hey, pal. That distracted me.
You say it should, yeah.
But I got mean with them. Meanness can cause us to be distracted. Laziness. I just don't feel like what? I don't feel like getting up. What is God's assignment for you? Is laziness causing a distraction for God's assignment for your life? Now let me talk about that. Maybe some are confused about that. God has an assignment for each and every one of us in here. There's a job for us to do. We're living in a wicked world. We know that. We're living in a very wicked world. And if our stripe, whatever you want to call us, if we're not preparing to make a difference in this world today, who will make a difference? God's assignment for us is to make a difference. You've been called to school. My mama made me come to school. My daddy said, get off, go. But the Bible says walk in the Spirit. That's an assignment. The Bible says trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. And what will he do at the end? He'll direct your path. He said in all thy ways acknowledge him and he'll direct thy paths. Isn't that an assignment? He said he that wins souls is what? How are you doing with that assignment? Or what is distracting you? Laziness distracts us. I talked about daydreaming distracts us. You know what will distract us also? Is clothing and makeup. Our dress will distract us. I don't know. I don't know who, what the dating couples are. But if you are dressing to be seen, you're wrong. All things should be done decently in order. All things should be done to the honor and glory of who? Do all things to the honor and glory of God. You know, clothing and makeup and those kind of things could be a distraction. When you're bringing attention to yourself, my little philosophy is this with my kids. Now they're going to get mad at me for saying this. But even with makeup, I say makeup shouldn't change you. It should compliment you. I say it should compliment you. It shouldn't change you. Somebody used to say if the bar needs painting, well, sometimes it might need 2 gallons. You know, but it shouldn't draw attention. And sometimes, I wasn't going to say this, but I will. I had some girls on our bus. They were getting ready to go out. And they specifically said this. They said, when I go out, I'm going to dress a certain way so that the boys see me. Now, you know what that causes? That causes a big distraction. That causes a big distraction. Because clothing does cause a distraction. Boyfriend and girlfriends cause a distraction. I can't do what I'm supposed to do. Why? Because Billy Bob is going to be waiting for me. Or Mary Sue is going to be waiting for me. Distractions from within. But there's victories that we can have. And this is what I want to look at. Okay? I want to look at some victories that we can have over distractions. The Bible tells us that we should be good examples. He told Paul told Timothy to be a good example. But look in 2 Timothy chapter 4. Look in 2 Timothy chapter number 4. And I know this is a simple message, but it's something that I've been thinking about. 2 Timothy chapter number 4. And verse number 11. The Bible says, only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is what? He is profitable to me for the ministry. He is profitable for me for the ministry. Listen, ladies, are you becoming valuable? If not, what's distracting you from becoming valuable for the ministry? Boys, are you becoming valuable? Are you becoming profitable? If there is something that needs to be done, does someone say, hey, go get this girl. She's going to get it done. Go get this young man. He's going to get it done. You see, they're learning to not go to the right, not go to the left. You know what they're learning to do? They're learning to be focused. They're learning to be focused. You know what they don't want to do every day? They don't want to play. They don't got time for the video games. They don't got time for the social media. They don't got time for all this nonsense. You know what they're trying to do? They're trying to be focused. You know what you're becoming? You're becoming valuable. Look at that young lady that does her verse visuals. Look at her. Man, it's just done right. She never says, you know what? I forgot I had them. Look at that young man. He knows he's supposed to preach. He's not playing a video game when he's supposed to be out somewhere studying because he knows he has to preach on Sunday morning on the bus. And it's a big deal to him. It's a huge thing to him. You know what he does? He studies for his sermon. You know what he doesn't do? Because he's a horrible baseball player. And when he swings, guess what he does? Oh, yeah, he misses. Because I've heard it. You know, I'm sitting up there listening to this sermon that this kid is preaching, and I'm like, Jesus did what? Jesus did. I didn't know Jesus did that. They not only go over the Bible verse, guess what they do? They teach it. They actually study the word love, and then they tell the kids what that word love means. Yeah, love means to love. You know how you love? You love just everybody, because that's what love is. You just love everybody. Just love them. Just love them. How do you have victory? Become valuable. Become valuable. Put whatever is distracting you down. Put whatever is distracting you down. And do the assignment that God has given you. You say, I don't know. Trust God. You know what he said? He'll direct your paths. You say, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. Trust God. Do what you're supposed to be doing. Do it right. And God will direct your path. This is what God wants from us. God wants us to live a restrained life in an unrestrained world. If you get distracted, there's so many things that'll cause us to be unrestrained. God wants you to live a restrained life in an unrestrained world. And you know what that takes? That takes some self-character. That takes some self-character. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. There's a young lady that's riding on our bus. She needs somebody to come alongside her and say, and it can be a guy. But she needs one of you young ladies to come up alongside her with a little note. Says, hey, I love you. I know it's kind of weird. She needs a couple of you girls on Sunday morning to not sit next to who you're sitting to. Now, this is a little pet peeve of mine. This is not gospel. She needs a couple of you to get up. Live a restrained life in an unrestrained world. Kids need to see that. Follow Christ in a Christless world. We need to follow Christ in a Christless world. And there's too many distractions that's causing us to not do that. Too many distractions that's causing us to not do that. Number three, believe right so we behave right. Believe right so we behave right. Now, how do you believe right? Just listen to whatever anybody's telling you, right? Well, that's how the Jehovah's Witnesses got a lot of people. That's how the Mormons just boomed. Believe right so you behave right. How do you believe right?
Something's distracting you from getting in here, isn't it? Talk about the laziness and things like that. What's distracting you from getting into this book? You're not going to behave right because you're not believing right. Zoom, some are already gone, man. I'm looking so right. That's how we have a problem. Believe right. How do you believe right? You got to get in this book, kids.
And it can't be, they just keep telling me. Let this be your boss. That's a bad word today, I know, and I was going to talk about it, but that's a bad word, but let this be your boss. Stay focused on God in a world of distractions. Hear the word of God. Number four, stay focused on God in a world of distractions. Stay focused on God in the world of distractions. All of us can be easily distracted. Stay focused on God in this world of distractions. Hear the word of God. Open your ears. Open your heart. Don't turn from the right. Don't turn from the left. God has an assignment for us. What's distracting you from accomplishing the assignment? What's distracting you? You know what we need to tell God? God, I've been going to the right. I've been going to the left. There's a lot of Marthas, Mary Marthas. Doing good things. Some. Doing some good things. But I've been going to the right and been going to the left. I haven't really been focused on what you've called me to do. I've been distracted. And I'm going to deal with these distractions. Maybe it's the sin. I'm going to lay aside the sin that so easily besets me. I'm going to deal with this sin that so easily besets me. I don't know what the sins are. You do. We're all grown. It's our teens. But we know. Deal with the distractions. Have it said of us. Bring Mark. Bring him with thee, for he's profitable for me for the ministry. Young lady, it ought to be said of you. Young man, it ought to be said of you. Bring him. You see, he's not easily distracted. He'll stay focused on what he's supposed to do. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the word, your word. God, I know is really simple, Father. And God, I know some of it was just my thoughts. But God, I know that, God, the principle of what was said, Father, is true. Father, we get so easily distracted, Father. And God, there's so many problems and so many troubles that come because of our distractions. God, so many ruined lives. God, help us not to be said of us. God, help us to get focused. Help us to do what we're supposed to do. As we give this invitation, I pray you bless it. I pray that you would speak to hearts. In Jesus' name. With heads bowed, eyes closed, I'm going to ask you to stand at your seat.